This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are cooking with something right now. A lot of people cooking out there from this heat, early in the day. Hot one. Heat index, heat warnings. Just be careful out there, folks. Sizzling. That's what we're doing. We're sizzling on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, too. 800-228-0550. You got that? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Dial us up. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Love getting your emails. You can also text Todd. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. Woo!
Yeah, there you go.
How are you, Todd?
Oh, lovely. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm looking at the big water. Could I be any better?
The big water.
The big water. Lake Sakakawea. Yeah.
Wow.
Now what I'm not what I'm not doing is fishing. I should be fishing, but there's there's over 200 fisher types out there. Can't say fishermen anymore because you know you'll have the National Organization of Women call or something.
Fisher persons, but, is that what we're calling it now?
Anyway, if you like to wet a line, there's a lot of folks out there doing that right now. This is the North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby. They always put this between the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Yesterday we were in Mandaree. And tomorrow in Stanley for the 8th Annual Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. We'll be telling you about that as we go throughout the day. Want to find out what's on your mind. Got the whole first hour here for you to tell us what's on your mind. If you watch the Republican National Convention, tell me who you think gave the best speech. I really want to know who you think gave the best speech. If you were in Mandaree yesterday and joining us for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, what was your takeaway? That was my first trip to Mandaree. Very first time. Now, I've driven by before many times, you know, head from Newtown to Killdeer, for instance. And you know Mandaree's over there, just off the road, not far, but I'd never actually gone into Mandaree. So it was my first time into Mandaree. And it wasn't what I expected. So I want to talk a little bit about that today in the program and welcome your thoughts on that as well. And what else? Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here with the weekly talk radio town hall, the most accessible member of the United States Congress, and he's all ours. Does more town halls, does more Coffee with Cramer events, does more than any other member of Congress. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I think it is. Really like that a lot. North Dakota Oil Can, bringing you today's program. Think of the ripple effect from this industry. Every $1 spent by the oil and gas industry results in another $1.48 in economic activity. We see that, obviously, in a challenging way right now with the price of oil dipping and investment by the industry, obviously, pausing. That's sort of what it is a pause. When it goes back the other way. But think about how far it's come up. And think about every dollar by the industry spent means $1.48 in economic activity, which is also 55,000 plus direct jobs, 26,000 secondary jobs. Here's one for you. A 300% growth in total jobs supported by the industry since 2005. Almost 1,000% increase in direct jobs. That really is nothing short of amazing. One of the largest basic sector industries in North Dakota, with economic effects felt statewide, making the oil and gas industry one of the key forces of North Dakota's economy. And these Cookfest events are a lot of fun. It's free. There's great barbecue. Number of the there's cook-off teams that are competing to put on the best spread for you. And they do a good job. Really, really good job. Yesterday, the big winners, the folks from Marathon. And they had a pork sandwich. It was unreal. Teamed up with Halliburton. Marathon and Halliburton were together. Really, really good sandwiches. They were just fantastic. And then the folks from Wyoming Casing and WPX Energy won the other prize. So that was kind of neat in Madrid. But all over tomorrow in Stanley. Hope you come on out and take in the fun. Starts at 2:30 tomorrow in Stanley as well. Our broadcast all week long, tagging along on the Cookfest tour, brought to you by our friends at Choice Financial, putting people first, giving back to the community. It's what they do again and again and again. Check out their Facebook page and Choice Financial. You'll see what I'm saying. Some folks may say, Choice Financial, are they new? Well, they're not new to North Dakota, over 100 years old. Fairly new to the western part of the state, Bismarck. Tim Karski and his team now opening nice branches in Bismarck, and they're in Dickinson as well. They're out in South Hart, but their roots run deep in North Dakota over 100 years. Also by MBI Energy Services, the crew from MBI out doing a little fishing today, giving back. Mule Deer Foundation, one of the beneficiaries of the charitable donations that will come from the Cookfest proceeds today, which is kind of nice. They always give back to fish and wildlife habitats. So appreciate MBI Energy Services and great employment opportunities from there. Great company. A lot of local, well, all local management at MBI Energy. They're just, they know this industry. Crestwood Connections for America's Energy and Purity Oilfield Services also bringing you our broadcast. Best line of the night last night at the convention, I thought. Correct me if I'm wrong. From Donald Trump Jr. Talking about his father. He said, impossible is just a starting point. Folks, I don't know about you, but I kind of like the idea of a president of the United States who has lived his life viewing the impossible as a starting point. Isn't that where greatness is born? Isn't that where you are unafraid to challenge the status quo and take things on? He was really good. Really, really good. But Ben Carson's my hero. Dr. Ben Carson is unbelievable. There were a lot of things to like about, you know, the comments last night. Tiffany Trump, very good job of personalizing her dad, I thought. Chris Christie, I mean, to get people to chant from the floor, lock her up, lock her up, you can't make this up. I thought that was pretty cool, too. So, anyway, a lot of fun things going on, and I want your take on, well, first of all, this will be a little bit challenging, I think. What do you think I thought about Mandarry? Okay, I'd never been to Mandarry before. For those of you that know Mandarry or been there before, if you brought somebody there for the first time, what kind of reactions do you get? I was really struck by what I saw. And that's something on my mind just because I was there yesterday for the Cookfest. But certainly the speeches last night or anything else. As always, we want to find out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. A lot of listeners to what's on your mind up there. Heard from a lot of folks. Came up and said, I appreciate that very much. So we have a listener in Cleveland, I understand. Bob is on the line. Bob, what's on your mind?
Scott, Bob Leipold from Bismarck, and I'm here in Cleveland. Todd suggested you guys might want a little update, personal, on what's going on at the convention. All I can tell you is had a great time so far. This is the first convention I've ever been to, and I've been involved in politics a long time. I just had to be here because I've watched him every year, all every 4 years on TV, and it's just fun to be here. Last night, that roll call vote on the floor was just really meaningful for me to be able to be part of that. I really enjoyed it.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it is. You know, Bob, it's interesting. It's the first year I've not been there since 1996. San Diego, 1996, Bob Dole's year. And everyone since, until this one, and it coincided with Cookfest, and I thought, you know what? I'm kind of getting too old for it. It's a pace like you can't believe to take everything in and soak it all in and be there, especially when you're doing the show bright and early in the morning and the events go well into the night. But it's something to see, no question about it. It's a media spectacle, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. I can tell you this. I've sat on the floor and watched every single I've listened to every single speech because I figured that was my duty as a delegate to go there and hear them all. I enjoyed last night. I thought Chris Christie did a great job. He was entertaining. Of course, as a judge, you know, that's not the way it's done. We have to hear from both sides. But I thought it was a great, great rallying point for all the people there. I thought the Donald Trump Jr. did a really outstanding job. I thought he was very articulate. I was thinking to myself, his dad ought to watch out. Because the guy is, he's really a sharp troop. And I think this, you know, this, there was this business that I read in the paper. I didn't read the way they said it was, but they said Ivana Trump plagiarized Mrs. Obama. Well, you know, it's like Veterans Day Memorial Day. There's only so many themes you can talk about. And, you know, the job of a spouse is to talk about positively about her husband. And that's what she did. I think she did a great job.
Tonight's Mike Pence. Then tomorrow night, the man himself, the new nominee. So what do you think? Do you think differently about Donald Trump now than you did coming into the convention, Bob?
Well, I voted for him. I intend to support him. I intend to vote for him in the general election. I actually think that he's done very well. I think that his image has improved in my mind,
And that's the game, right? That's the whole idea. Bob, thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you. More calls coming up.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted frequently for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are usually first found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphid is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants in the field. Scout fields from late vegetative to the late R5 growth stage. And don't forget to keep spider mites in mind when scouting. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a take mix application of glyphosate and an insecticide if soybean aphids are not at economic thresholds. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've actually started to believe that solving our great problems is an impossible task. And that's why we need to elect a man who has a track record of accomplishing the impossible.
It's Donald Trump Jr., and he has a point. People now don't think their kids will have as good a future as they have had. His line was, we're starting to think of, it's impossible, can't do this. So why not elect someone who believes impossible is a good starting point? Love it, love it, love it. Your take, welcome, 800-228-0550, whether you're in Cleveland. Appreciate Bob Weefall checking in there. Or whether you are...
Hey, that iHeart app, you know, it goes all over.
That's right. They can listen anywhere. Exactly right. Congressman Kevin Cramer's been there all week. He'll be with us next hour as well. And hope to catch up with Gary Emanuel, too, who's been checking in. So we've been regularly checking in with folks there. But I'm most interested in what you think. And Bob made a point that I think is, you know, a benefit of being there. You get a sense, well, you hear the speeches wall to wall. What I really detest about coverage, even on Fox or any of the networks. I was watching CBS this morning, today. They were so snarky, it was unbelievable. Just flat out snarky. But I guess if anybody's getting their news there, they're not winnable anyway, right? In the robots, they just go into some place they want people to tell them what to think. But where Bob has it right is being able to be there and listen. He said, "Hey, I felt like as a delegate, I should do this. I'm going to go and listen to these people and actually hear what they have to say." It's great. But it's hard to do when you're watching the networks because they'll give you a snippet, then they'll tell you, you know, here's what you need to think. Harold Hamm, Continental Resources, speaking tonight early. Probably have to go over to C-SPAN to get that one uninterrupted at about 7:20. The big speech tonight, though, is obviously Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, vice presidential running mate of Donald Trump. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Monty emails a couple suggestions for topics in the future. Always love that. This one says 180,000 children in North Dakota live in poverty from about 80,000 families. Why has this not been a priority of the Republicans? They've spent billions subsidizing big oil and expanding state government size by 3 times in the last 20 years. Well, Monty obviously would make a very good talking points writer for the Democratic Party because, number one, to suggest that, you know, that's just kind of the nice little narrative that liberals like to write about Republicans. You don't care about kids in poverty. All you care about is oil companies and expanding state government. Well, let's talk about this. First of all, Democrats believe money solves poverty, right? Programs solve poverty, which, by the way, means more state government spending. So he's concerned about the expanding state government size. And by the way, I am too. But I've not heard from a Democrat anywhere in the state of North Dakota that didn't want to spend more. So the expansion of state government's on their back. When you say subsidizing big oil, I don't know what you mean by that. The government is the biggest recipient of what big oil does. They receive. They're the biggest winner with the least at stake. They don't buy mineral rights or lease mineral rights and then hope to get a return on that. They just...
Can I look at this one more way for you?
Get their percentage right off the top. Yes, sir. What?
They'd rather give a man a fish, the Democrats would rather give a man a fish, the Republicans would rather teach a man to fish.
There's some of that, no doubt about it. My point is this.
Creating jobs at the oil companies.
My point is this. I don't think you'll ever eliminate poverty. Right? Because there's going to be some people who just are in that lifestyle. But I think you do what you can, teach them to fish, as you say. I think Mandarin is a good example of this. And it is a failure of liberal policies. Because liberal policy says, okay, Native Americans were wrong, so we're going to give them sovereignty, we're going to give them federal programs, we're going to give them Indian health care, we're going to give them. And I go to Mandarin yesterday, and with all due respect to all of the people who are fighting very hard, I met one of them, Randy Phelan, council member there, and others that are trying very hard to improve the lot in life for Native Americans on the reservation. That place looks like a third world country. Sitting atop enormous wealth. Okay? I spoke with someone who grew up there and happened to go to the Johnson Corner School. Josh Baker's his name, Baker Consulting. Graduates from school, class of 2, from the Johnson Corner Christian Academy. Leaves Mandarin, thinks I'm done, I'm never coming back here, goes to school, has to decide what he's going to do with his life. His dad says, why don't you come back here? His dad was retiring as the Park Service in some capacity. Why don't you come back here and let's start a company. Always wanted to do that. They start a company in the basement of the father's home in what was the bedroom of the son. Just the two of them as employees. And it's grown and grown and grown and grown. And now it's world class, thriving, doing very well. Just a few short years. I mean, the growth curve's incredible. I asked him yesterday, I said, what would you do to improve this? What could be better? What could be better? And he said, management. And coincidentally, we have the Republican National Convention going on. The United States of America, greatest country on the face of the earth by a mile. The prosperity here, the good that's done here, I mean, a country blessed beyond measure. Over and over and over again. Yet, a lot of things not working. $20 trillion in debt. You got cops being hunted. You have an enemy that is ramping up in terror. So what does the country need? Better management. Better management. Leadership. A better way. Anyway, I went off a little bit on the suggestion because I think the premise is wrong. Certainly nothing wrong with digging into that. The other suggestion that Monty had for us, what should a real leader do in a democracy? If the people say by a large majority they do not want boots on the ground, should a president feel he or she has enough secret information that he or she should go against the strong will of the people? If Assad would have been taken out, as so many Republicans wanted, ISIS would own Syria. Well, there's a million ways to go there, but we'll take that as a suggested topic and tackle it in the future. Appreciate the call. Off to Williston. Alan on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It's sizzling today. Let's get it rocking and rolling. Here, Alan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, hey, I like Todd's idea about that fish analogy. That was great. You know. But about this plagiarism, I know the media has given us an example of this speech, but here's the way I'm going to process this. We've got the words that Michelle Obama has said, and let's look at the words she says, and look at how or what she has done, you know, while she's been in office with those words. Now, whether this was planned or not, I don't know.
Okay, I'm getting your analogy. Do me a favor, Alan, just hold tight. The music tells me we need to take a break. More with you when we come back, and others welcome. 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here inviting you for a cookout. Let's do it. Come on up to Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. These are all about great fun and great information, free food, great barbecue, and lots of free prizes. Choice Financial, putting people first, now in Western North Dakota, is the proud sponsor of our Bakken Rocks Cookfest broadcast. Come on up and see us. Info section from 2 to 4 each day, and the free barbecue and live music from 4 until 7. See you there, and brought to you by Choice Financial.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Growing up, my siblings and I, we were truly fortunate to have choices and options that others don't have. We want all Americans to have those same opportunities.
Donald Trump Jr. I think he was the star of the night last night. My star was Ben Carson. I like Donald Trump a lot. I thought he did a great job. But I thought Ben Carson's speech, which hasn't gotten a lot of coverage, was the best. I'm going to play you a longer clip of that coming up here in just a little bit. You tell me when that's ready to go, Todd. Back to the calls here at 800-228-0550. So, Alan and Williston, you were telling us about your theory on this brouhaha over the plagiarism, supposedly, of Melania Trump's address, comparing it to Michelle Obama. So, sorry to interrupt you for the break there. Go ahead and finish.
Yeah, I like I said, if this was planned, I think it's great. I really do. And if it's not, well, okay. But I think it's an opportunity for us to take this and do some comparison of our own. Like I said, let's see what Obama has, Michelle Obama has done with those words, and now let's see what Trump will do with the same exact work. Let's see what can be built with these words in the hands of somebody that cares or somebody that wants to do something that edifies this country. I think it's a great opportunity for us to sit back and just see how this is going to play out.
Yeah, I'm a little conflicted on this whole dust up over the speech for two reasons. One, $20 trillion in debt. Are cops being assassinated in major United States cities? You have, inept leadership taking on the brutal, murderous reign of ISIS, and these bozos in the media want to bellyache about 27 seconds in a speech. Okay? That just makes me crazy. Over and over and over again, beat it like a drum. On the other hand, if I'm Donald Trump and I'm Paul Manafort, his campaign manager, and their team, welcome to being a Republican, okay? That's the world they play in. That's not going to change. The media's not going to wake up one day and go, you know, I think I kind of like Republicans. They hate Republicans, okay? Because they're successful. They have, they have had financial success. They've run and done things. And so to the media, a bunch of bleeding-heart liberals, they're always going to be anti-Republican Party. And they're going to look for anything they can to divert from what we ought to be talking about. So whoever had a hand in helping Melania Trump write that speech should be fired and run out on a rail because, you know, it's the stupidest possible thing you ever could do, and there ought to be checks and triple checks and quadruple checks against that stuff. My understanding is the first draft didn't include these that particular phrase. Kevin Cramer said yesterday, hey, Melania Trump didn't invent those words. It's true, she didn't. She doesn't own them, but the way in which they're used, you know they're going to do it. So don't give them anything, is what I'm saying, Alan. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and I agree with you. And wholeheartedly, there are far greater, better things that should be more concerned to us. However, like you said, the news media is going to dish up the garbage, and we either got to sort through that garbage, and if we can't just push it aside, because if we do, I think there's a time and place for everything. And at this point, that was one example. Now, I agree with you. Okay, now let's move on and let's really dig in and start getting to the things that matter of the situation. And I think those things will come. I think we just got the first bit of what's to come. And let's see.
Makes sense, Alan. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Welcome others at 800-228-0550. All those folks I met in Mandarin yesterday. Now, remember what I said. You call the show. So they come up. Oh, I listen all the time. Do you call? Oh, no, I don't want to call. Why not? Give us a call. What's the fear? Todd, are we not lovable fuzzballs here? You know,
absolutely.
You got John on the phone today. Manny's on a little vacation. John, he couldn't be a nicer guy. Could not be a nicer guy. You're going to say, hi, what's your name? All right, what would you like to chat about? Hang on a second here. Todd and I, we're going to visit with you. Just we're lovable little fuzzballs. Here's somebody that they weren't so sure we were lovable fuzzballs, so they left a message. What did they say, Todd? Roll that call.
Just a quick question on the greedy oil companies. How are the oil companies greedy when everything is broke down? The oil companies make about 10 cents a gallon, and the federal government makes 14 cents. Who's greedy? Thank you.
Yeah, and compare the investment by the oil companies and the government. I mean, the government is the biggest winner in oil. They're the recipient of it. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Ben Carson last night, who's a neurosurgeon, means he works on the brain. He did a nice job, I thought, of saying, you know what? God gave us a great brain, and it's amazing. And one of the things it gives you is reason. And then he walked through some issues where you've got to use your reason. That's a good example of one. You know, if you're running around saying, oh, this oil company's nothing but greedy, there's this, you know, okay, wait a minute. What do they get in the way of return? What do the government get? What do they invest? What is the cost? What is the risk in every well? See, just start doing some reason. If you're just, they're awful, they're terrible, they don't care, you're a robot. You're just repeating what you've been told. You're not using any reason whatsoever. Let's see here. Who are we going to go to next? Let's go to Fargo. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I just want this trumped up malarkey about the speech. You know, you could take the difference between Mrs. Trump, who was very grateful for what she had, and then the angry Michelle Obama, who sits there and says, you know, first time in her life she's been proud of America. That's trumped up, but I thought the best statement was made by I forget the woman's name, the co-chair of the Republican deal. When when talked about how, she said, you talk about women's rights, says Hillary Clinton stood by while she said her sexually deviant husband abused women left and right. She sat by and did nothing.
Yeah. You know what? It's fair game if you're going to sit there and compare the two. And I think you're right, Jim, that everybody forgets about the line from Michelle Obama in the campaign. For the first time in my life, I'm proud of America. Oh, because my husband's winning. Well, that's what you think of America. Incredible. And I'll give you another comparison of Donald Trump and what he stands for and Hillary Clinton. Ben Carson did it really, really well last night. Listen to this. Just listen closely to this. This is great. Roll that, Todd.
Now, one of the things that I have learned about Hillary Clinton is that one of her heroes, her mentors, was Saul Alinsky. And her senior thesis was about Saul Alinsky. This was someone that she greatly admired and that affected all of her philosophies subsequently. Now, interestingly enough, let me tell you something about Saul Alinsky. He wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. On the dedication page, it acknowledges Lucifer, the original radical who gained his own kingdom. Now, think about that. This is a nation where our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, talks about certain inalienable rights that come from our Creator. This is a nation where our Pledge of Allegiance says we are one nation under God. This is a nation. This is a nation where every coin in our pocket and every bill in our wallet says, in God we trust. So are we willing to elect someone as president who has as their role model somebody who acknowledges Lucifer? Think about that.
Yeah, think about it. Please think about
the
it.
Secular
Lucifer, of course, for those that don't know, another name for the devil. Saul Alinsky rules radical. To forget the dedication of the book, which is chilling in and of itself. The fact that she writes her senior paper and calls a hero a guy that writes a book, rules for radicals? Where's that on the Today Show? Good Morning America. CBS Evening News. Too busy talking about 27 seconds where the phrases in the speech align? Give me a fair comparison of the way these people think. Don and Dickinson on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It is a sizzling. Don, what's on your mind?
Yes, you need a new topics for to discuss for the future programs. You're not really understanding what you're saying, but here's a topic. I'm two war veteran. I know exactly what I've done for our freedom. I know what my brothers have done. And I know exactly what 1,195 men have done for our freedom. The question is to your listeners, what have you done to earn your freedom in this country? That's what needs to be asked.
No, I don't think there's any question that you have hit on something that is troublesome, right? And you know, you look at the greatest generation saving the world and then coming back and building a country. And what is the comparison in today's generation? Now, Iraq, Afghanistan, some numbers there that I would put in that same category, done some incredible things, but not to the percentage of those that did what you did in that era. What have you done? And unless you've done that, maybe you don't have the same reverence, the same understanding of what it takes to keep it, you know? So it's a good suggestion, Don.
The greatest generation not only built the country after World War II, they also rebuilt the countries they helped destroy. Their tax money rebuilt Germany. Their tax money rebuilt Japan. Their tax money helped rebuild China. What is any generation? I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm a Desert Storm veteran. I know what those guys have paid. Our Social Security went to pay for Vietnam war debt. Our Social Security went to pay for the Desert Storm war debt. I don't see any other country coming up and paying as much as the United States. And these bloody liberals you got out there, they got a yellow streak up their backside so bad it's not even funny. Anyway, just thought.
It's a good thought. It's a good thought, Don. It really is. Appreciate your service and for taking the time to call us today. It's one of the, I think you just lay out so much in the way of a common sense argument. It's one of the reasons I think Donald Trump is president. I'm going to bust through some of that. And, you know, he's talked about other countries and what they pay. We just do dumb deals. We do dumb deals, and it costs our taxpayers a lot of money. Please call again. Craig and Bismarck, Carrie and Bismarck, next to go on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind? Cookfest Tour.
Welcome to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamus, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
He's always helped me be the best version of myself. By encouragement and by example, he motivates me to work my hardest and to always stay true to who I am and what I believe. That's what he does. He draws out the talent and drive in people so that they can achieve their full potential. That's a great quality to have in a father, and better yet, in the President of the United States.
No kidding. That is Tiffany Trump, the youngest daughter of Donald Trump. He has a son, Barron, with Melania, that is, I think, 13 or 14, but that's his youngest daughter, just graduated from college. You know, conventions are designed to rally the faithful, the ones that are going to be with you, but also get the message out to places it wouldn't otherwise be, right? So, in other words, the networks aren't covering Donald Trump or Melania Trump or Donald Trump Jr., Chris Christie or Ben Carson on a given week, other than a snippet here or a snippet there from some campaign rally, where this is an opportunity to get that message beyond. And I think the most, and really, what are you trying to do? You're trying to bring people who aren't currently with you to be with you. And I think a speech like that really does the best job of doing that. You know, it says, here's a daughter talking about a dad, you know, rather than, okay, Chris Christie, because Chris Christie, you know, he's going to say what he's going to say. I think Chris Christie did a good job. Ben Carson did a good job. I think the most effective way to get new people to go to the ballot box and vote for you is through a personal story like what she did last night. It's pretty good. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile, and they want me to introduce to you something called Hum. Hum is a new product from Verizon. It is a tool, actually, to make your car smarter and safer, offering features like roadside assistance. It has diagnostic tools on it, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator. As a dad of two teenage drivers, I love that. Hands-free Bluetooth calling, that's nice, too. Make them safer when they're behind the wheel. And if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. And you'll find them at B-Mobile locations near you. In Fargo and Bismarck and Minot and Grand Forks and Williston and Jamestown and Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake and Botno in North Dakota. In Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes. So just pull on in. Just look for the B-Mobile sign or go to bmobile.com. Connect and communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. We are doing the Bakken Rocks Cookfest tour today. They're fishing as we speak right now out of the big water of Sakakawea. Tomorrow we'll be in Stanley, North Dakota. Our special broadcast brought to you by our friends at MBI Energy Services. Great place to work. By Choice Financial, people first. Giving back to their communities. As well as by our friends from Crestwood. $1 million gift from Crestwood. $1 million gift for their Head Start program. Is that not cool or what? Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy, and by Purity Oilfield Services. Back to the phones. Carrie and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. First of all, let me say both you and Todd are indeed lovable fuzzballs, if anybody questions that.
Good, that should make
both of you.
That should make other people want to call. Thank you for that. Good.
And second of all, when talking about greedy oil companies, I grew up in north central North Dakota. The grandfather of someone that I was very close to, back in the day, spent his own money, drilled his own oil well, assumed the risk, did all that. It turned out well for him, and, you know, he was making a tremendous amount of money, and all of a sudden people were angry because he was doing well. And it's like, but wait a minute, you had the same opportunity. He took it. He took the risk. It paid off for him. What can you be angry about that for?
Yeah, well, you can only be angry if you're a little jealous that you didn't do the same thing, and that's what a lot of it is, unfortunately. But the operative word is risk. Took the risk, because that's the great thing about America and energy. You know, the vast majority of mineral rights are owned by individuals. There's some under, you know, federal lands, but most of it is privately held mineral rights. And that's, you know, been in the family for generations or sold to other people or whatever. And then you decide to participate in wells or not, or lease the mineral rights. You're given an opportunity there. So that's a good analogy, Carrie. Appreciate that very much. I'm going to squeeze one more call in here. Karen and Solon, you're next in What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Karen.
Yes, I was watching the convention, and I've been admiring many of the people that spoke, and they all seem to bring up how we should support and help our veterans, and they're missing one little point, and I agree with everything they say in that regard, but they're missing one little point, that the Obama regime has been incarcerating through the Army veterans who have had to make instant decisions in wartime. And as a result of that, they have been railroaded into jail, and they're in prison now for sometimes 20 and 30 years. And they've got another one up in Alaska who was an advocate for the Second Amendment. His name was Cox. I can't remember his first name. But he also was ramrodded into prison by Obama's regime, and there's no mention of it anywhere. And I think that's one of the points that that Trump should make an effort once he's in to free the political prisoners in America. Because
sounds
we have
like a good,
plenty.
Sounds like a good idea to me. And a story we ought to be hearing more about, no doubt about it. He's done a lot of really interesting and neat things for veterans, so it'd be a good one to add on to it. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. They're innovative products. Their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty. Made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now. 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.